As the Greeks founded their colonies, particularly in the Western Mediterranean, I'm speaking primarily here of Sicily and of southern Italy, they came into contact with another important and powerful civilization which had similarly been colonizing at the same time. These were the Phoenicians, who came from Tyre and Sidon on what would today be the coast of Lebanon, and who had founded around 800 BC their own great western colony. They called it Karthadasht, which in Semitic means new city. We call it Carthage. I draw attention to the presence of the Phoenicians here because what we're going to find is that in their colonial experience, the Greeks are going to brush up against the Phoenicians time and again. And I think sometimes, because we're so used to thinking of Phoenicians in terms of the Punic Wars and the conflict between the Phoenicians, the Carthaginians, and Rome later on, we tend to assume that this must have been a hostile experience, that Greeks and Phoenicians must have been almost ready to fight each other wherever they met. In fact, I think the evidence suggests that the colonial experience for the two of them was not quite that hostile at all, because there were places where colonies grew up that had begun as trading ports where both Phoenicians and Greeks were side by side. We have such places, for example, at Pithecusae in the Bay of Naples, where we have both Greeks and Phoenicians, and at Almina in northern Syria, where we again have Phoenicians and Greeks. In these places, Greek and non-Greek settled side by side, traded together, and from there, and from this experience of trade, the Greeks established a series of trade routes, particularly leading up the Adriatic and across to the toe of Italy, to Sicily and around through the Straits of Messina, where the Greeks sailed looking for resources for precious metals and so forth. These are the trade routes that they originate with. And then colonization follows. It's not an either-or proposition. The two go hand in hand quite well. Why? Quite simply, because as a trader is sailing around the Mediterranean from port to port, he cannot help but see an island, an inlet, an alluvial plain where there is no native population or where they look as if they could be easily beaten. And on a trip back to Greece, all it takes is one report saying, gee, in Sicily, you know, I saw this place that really is ripe. And there you have the process of trade leading on into colonization, a very natural feature of Greek history in the 8th century. This confluence of trade and colonization, I think, can be seen most clearly in Italy and in Sicily, particularly at the Bay of Naples. Here you have trade routes coming down from northern Europe into the Mediterranean. Trade routes coming from the Western Mediterranean across. These are intersecting, and this is the same place where Greek traders will soon be followed by Greek colonists as well. All right, let's assume then that we can say satisfactorily that trade and colonization go hand in hand, and they're bringing the Greeks out of Greece into the wider Mediterranean world. What really interests me is not why they go out, but rather what happens to them as a result of this experience. And here I think we're going to be able to say something significant about the Greece of the 8th century and the 7th century. Trade and colonization brought the Greeks into close contact with a number of other older cultures, but particularly that of the Phoenicians. And it is hard to underestimate the impact of this cultural contact in the 8th and 7th centuries. I want to illustrate now some of the ways in which I think, in concrete terms, the Greeks are affected by this contact with a non-Greek world. The first and the most obvious is one that we've alluded to a couple of times already in lectures, and that is writing. Now, you remember that the Greeks of the Bronze Age wrote in Linear B. You remember that at the end of the Bronze Age, the practice of writing disappeared. There were no palaces, there were no records to be kept. Writing was not needed. Around 725, writing makes its way back into the Greek world once again, but the Greeks are no longer using the script of Linear B. They are using instead what we call the alphabet, the Greek letters of the Greek alphabet that they used for the rest of their history. Where did it come from? Well, the answer is that the Greek alphabet is a borrowing from a North West Semitic language, from a language spoken either by the Phoenicians or by their near neighbours.